You know who is not in the spotlight anymore? Mike Krzyzewski, the former head basketball coach at Duke. And for the first time since, what, 1980? He is not at Duke coaching. It is remarkable. Anyway, Mike Krzyzewski, the head coach, we're going to find out where he watched the first game. And it's been a while, but here's the coach. I do feel like I haven't seen you, Mike Krzyzewski, in such a long time. How have you been?
Actually, I'm great. Very happy, busy. Good. And doing a lot more with my grandkids. And very happy.
So is that what you've been up to? Like, you've had your first free September in a long time? Is that what you've been doing mostly?
No, you know, I've been doing a lot. I speak for the Washington Speakers Bureau, so since August, I bet I've had like 15 engagements in different parts of the country, and so I've been on the road a lot. But I like that in that I've learned. You know, I really enjoyed the study of leadership and teamwork, and I've learned a lot doing that. And I'm also a professor at our Fuqua School of Business, so I don't have a class, but I'll do some lectures, and then we just started our Sirius XM show, yep, our 18th year. So I've actually been pretty busy but doing everything that I like and continuing to learn.
You did most of these things while you were still coaching. By the way, Basketball and Beyond is an award winner. How come you didn't, you should have thrown that in at the front of your Sirius XM show?
Yeah. Well, our guests this week are Joey Logano and Dusty Baker.
Nice.
So we get the best people. And to be quite frank with you, I didn't do the speaking. I never did a speaking engagement during the season.
Sure.
Or the summers that I coached the U.S. team. So that's been different. And the amount that I've done. And I'll find a good place there as to how much I want to do with that.
Mike Krzyzewski is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So I'm just curious, Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm sure you watched the game. Where were you when you watched the game? Were you at home?
Yeah, my wife and I watched it at home, and worked out great. You know, after the, I sent John a short text after the game, and then we talked a little bit the next day. If I see a couple things. Obviously, he's coaching his team. He's doing a great job. But what I try to do is just be there when he wants to talk. And I'll pop in a practice once a week, or if he wanted me to be, if they're scrimmaging or whatever, now that they're in games, to watch a game. I might ask him a question But we have a great, great relationship, and I just want to be there, but not be in the way.
Mike Krzyzewski is joining us here. Is it hard to remove yourself from it? I mean, you're busy and doing so many other things, but this has been your life, and Duke basketball has been your life for such a long time now. Is it hard to remove yourself?
You know, it has, Adam, it hasn't been. And I think, you know, really, like when John coached his first game this week, that was he's been a head coach in waiting or a head coach since April for 17 months, and so there was a great runway for recruiting a couple classes, but also a runway for me to move on. You know, and I think if you stay with it, it's because of the, you know, a lot of the kids are the same. You know, there are only two guys from last year's team on our squad. There are 11 new guys. I think that's helped, you know, when,
right,
you know, that, and I think you have a harder time moving on, like say you returned 8 guys and, you know, the relationships that you have. And my relationships really are with the coaching staff. And, uh, And I've gotten to know Jay Lucas really well. That was a great addition to the staff.
Mike Krzyzewski is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. I do want to ask you about coaching because I've had conversations with Lavelle Moten and Rod Brind'Amour very recently, and we just talked more broadly about coaching, and your name came up really in both conversations. So I was just, I'm curious what you view as the most important part of coaching.
Well, the individual relationship that you have with each player is paramount because it builds to the relationship you have with the entire team. And if you only have developed a relationship with a team, I don't think it gets as deep as it does when you're trying to do both. But you use as the foundation the individual relationships that you have. And, you know, that's tough for a football coach. but and maybe even hockey because you have more. But for basketball, you should be able to do that. You know, they're going to be 11, 12, 13 guys, and you should know them. They should know you, and there should be individual motivation and collective motivation. But the deeper you can get with the individual, I think it really helps getting deep with the unit.
And this might be harder today in the way the college game works now with transfers and players coming in and not staying very long. But in the case of Rod, and I've gotten to know Rod very well, I've always felt that he has been able to get his players to care as much about the cause as he cares about the cause, and he cares about them. And that dynamic is... That's very hard to develop in a short period of time, no?
No, it is. And I'll say this about him. I really like him a lot. And he may say they get to his level. They don't. Yeah, his level is really darn good, man. But if they come close to that, then they're going to be better people and better players because, you know, no one... He's right there as far as competitiveness and passion and commitment, you know, at the highest level. And that's why he's had the success that he's had.
Yeah, he has a knack for making you feel like you're a part of it, even if you're not. He actually said that to me once, which is bizarre. But he makes you feel like you are part of the team as well. Who's been your favorite type of person? Not you've had so many people on it, it's going to be hard to beat just the World Series managerial champion Dusty Baker tonight, but who's been your favorite type of people to have on Basketball and Beyond?
I think people open up on our show, so they're not doing an interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're having a conversation, so I like the fact that they let me in, you know, and they're comfortable. And I take notes all the time during the show, but there's not one, you know. Actually, Dusty was on one time before, and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not smart. He's brilliant. I got to get a toothpick, though, because if we do it on Zoom. the thing for him is, advertising or doing commercials, there aren't toothpick commercials, right? otherwise he would hammer that market, man. There may be now. There might be like a boutique type of toothpicks.
Can't Nike make a toothpick?
Nike can do anything, man. But I'm not sure they want to make a toothpick.
You couldn't put the swoosh on a toothpick.
They could figure out how to do that. I wouldn't say that. I would say that they're probably making a hell of a lot more money doing it on shoes and apparel.
Yeah, you can mass produce a toothpick, though, pretty quickly. Mike Krzyzewski is with us. Here's another question. This is sort of about coaching, I guess. Did you ever self-scout yourself? Not as a coach, but just, for instance, I listen to, sometimes I will listen to the show after I've done it, or an interview after I've done it, and said, man, I should have asked this, or I should have asked it a different way. Did you ever self-scout yourself in certain ways?
Yeah, you do that. Well, one, you do it as a coach because you critique your performance and what your decision-making was. But, especially public speaking, especially when I started, I would watch and say, I use this term too much, or I need to have better body movements here, or how could I have forgotten? I don't use notes when I speak publicly, but I should never have forgotten that. I usually don't do anything with an interview because you do too many of them. Mm-hmm. There's not enough time. But, if we put out something like they just put out that documentary on the Redeem Team. Mm-hmm. Before it went out, we were able to watch it and critique it and added or deleted stuff. And, in order to get better, you have to be honest with yourself, just like you're honest with a player or, with a team or, a unit that you're leading. And, you can always get better. you can always learn more. And so the self-analysis really, when I spoke to a team, I would always ask John Shire or Jeff Capel or Wojo or whoever it was, and, what do you think? Was that okay? Coach, that was great. They don't know who that guy was that you were talking about, that's happened.
There's sure. No question.
And when that does happen, I start laughing. So then I'd get the team together. Okay, you knuckleheads, you don't know who I said, and that's like the greatest guy from the 70s. Know your damn history. All right, here's a guy.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
From the last decade. Do you know who the hell he is? Yeah, all right. That's who I should have said. So let's go. Let's start practice.
All right, final thing for you, because I know you have a busy day, and I have so we can't monopolize it. I appreciate always. You've been I tell this to people all the time. I've been doing this now for 25 years, and nobody was better to me who had no business being better to me at the beginning than you were. So I've always wanted to tell you that. I haven't had that many opportunities lately. Yeah. So.
Well, I looked at you and I bought, a gift to charity. And in my religion, they call it offering up. And but anyway, I used you, just so you know that.
That's fine. I'm happy to be used. I'm curious. My son has become an enormous basketball fan, and every day we have about a 30-minute ride to school, and every day he goes through NBA box scores and just reads me box scores. Like half the league played for you. How do you keep up with all of these guys? Do you stay in touch with them? Have you gotten a chance to go to games much? How do you do that?
Well, I should drive your son to school because we do the same thing every morning. I look at all the box scores and see where our guys. And if he's not in a box score, like Paolo was hurt. I didn't know that he was hurt because he didn't play last night. So then I'll text, how the heck are you? And I haven't done that yet. And I keep track. And then some of the guys want you to keep track more than other guys. And same thing with the guys on the U.S. teams. After I watched, Mickey and I watched, my wife and I watched the Redeem Team, the first night it was on, the next morning I text Wayne and LeBron, Dwayne Wade and LeBron, mm-hmm. and just told them what a great job they did and how unselfish they were in honoring Kobe. and they got back right away. And yeah, you want to maintain relationships if they can be retained. But again, some people, you know, they don't want to do that. That's not that's okay too. You know, you have family, you have a whole bunch of other things. But for the most part, we maintain pretty good relationships.
Have you ever sent a text to LeBron that he doesn't get back to you?
LeBron gets back quicker than anybody. he does.
Okay.
And I love him. And he was so critical for us winning those two of the three gold medals.
Yeah, I've always said about LeBron that no league has ever had a better front-facing player than LeBron James and the NBA. What an incredible.
Well, not only that, one last thing about him. You know, he has shown how to develop other things as a result of being a basketball player. Mm-hmm. He is amazingly successful, and he with his friends that he grew up with, they are all doing great things. But while they did that, not because he gave them a little bit of an opportunity, but they went to school, they went to work, they worked together. Really, his story is a heck of a story.
It's tremendous. And he's super smart.
He is.
And very intuitive as well. I appreciate your time, Mike Krzyzewski.
Right.
Best of luck with Basketball and Beyond in year 18. I appreciate
it. Okay. Well, remind your son, though, tomorrow when you're going through scores, you know, I know one other person that's doing that exactly at this time here. So I'll say, who? Coach K.
There you go.
He's doing it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Right.